Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. I'll call April 19th, 2023 meeting into order. We have Marie, Daniel, Kirby, myself chairing. Jenny is on excused approved travel. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is. Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Clarissa? Okay. Is the motioner and seconder agree?
Yeah, and that was five. What was that? You're putting it under?
Under section 5.1.
All right, thank you. Agree.
Okay. I see no questions or comments. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to the minutes, looking for a motion to approve April 7th, 2023 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the business committee. Motion made by Marie.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business, petition L. Dallas, disclosure of FY 2020 budget, Clarissa.
This item can be found on page 6 of your packet. So in the packet today, we have the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, disclosure of fiscal year 2020 budget. So after a review of all applicable laws and policies of the nation, it has been determined that the adoption of this petition would have the following legislative effects. So first, there's no legislative impacts in regard to the petition's directive that the fiscal year 2020 budget be brought before the General Tribal Council for review and discussion for the purpose of providing the membership with greater understanding of the fiscal year 2020 budget. Second, the petition's directive that the fiscal year 2020 budget be brought before the General Tribal Council for action by the General Tribal Council may have legislative impacts. It's unclear what action the General Tribal Council may want to take in regard to the fiscal year 2020 budget. The submission of this petition was not timely for consideration of action by the General Tribal Council, as the petition was not submitted until nearly 3 years and 6 months after the adoption of the fiscal year 2020 budget by the General Tribal Council. And this petition is not expected to be presented to the General Tribal Council for consideration until August 2023, which is nearly 4 years after the adoption of the fiscal year 2020 budget by the General Tribal Council. An amendment of the fiscal year 2020 budget would not be allowed by the budget and finances law since the fiscal year 2020 has concluded and the budget has been expended, and therefore action to amend the budget is not necessary to avoid a budget deficit since we're well beyond fiscal year 2020. And then third, since the fiscal year 2020 budget was adopted by the General Tribal Council through resolution GTC 91619A, it is important to note that any action to overrule previous past motions or resolutions requires a two-thirds majority vote in accordance with the 10-day notice policy. So today we're asking LOC to consider a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, disclosure of FY 2020 budget, and forward to the United Business Committee.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Support.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to the next one, L. Dallas, disclosure of FY 2021 budget. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 12 of your packet. So again, the statement of effect identifies the following legislative effects. So once again, there's no legislative impacts in regard to the petition's directive that the fiscal year 2021 budget be brought before the GTC for review and discussion for the purpose of providing the membership with greater understanding of that budget. The petition's directive that the fiscal year 2021 budget be brought before the GTC for action does have legislative impacts. So again, it's unclear what action the GTC may want to take. The submission of the petition was not timely for the consideration of action by the GTC, as the petition was not submitted until nearly 2 years and 4 months after the adoption of the fiscal year 2021 budget. And this petition expected to be presented to the GTC until August 2023, which is nearly 3 years after the adoption of the 2021 budget. And an amendment of the fiscal year 2021 budget would not be allowed by the budget and finances law, since the fiscal year 2021 has concluded and an action to amend the budget would not be necessary to avoid a budget deficit. So we're asking the LLC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of a fact for the petition L. Dallas disclosure of fiscal year 2021 budget and forward to the United Business Committee.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to L. Dallas disclosure of FY 2022 budget. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 18 of your packet. So once again, after review of all of the applicable laws and policies of the nation, the statement of effect determined that this petition would have the following legislative effects. So again, there's no legislative impacts in regard to the petition's directive that the fiscal year 2022 budget be brought before the GTC for review and discussion, but the petition's directive that the fiscal year 2022 budget be brought before the GTC for action by the GTC does have legislative impacts. Again, the submission of this petition was not timely for the consideration, as the petition was not until nearly 1 year and 3 months after the adoption of the fiscal year 2022 budget. And any amendments to the fiscal year 2022 budget would not be permitted under the budget and finances law because it's not necessary to avoid a budget deficit since we're well beyond the fiscal year 2022. So we're asking for the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas disclosure of FY 2022 budget and forward to the United Business Committee.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Just a comment, Clarissa, in the packet, it just said it would be like a handout, a placeholder on page 19.
Oh, yes. So this item was originally a handout, but the LOC meeting packet that's online has been revised to include it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. All right, moving on to L. Dallas implement payments for Medicare Plan B premium payments to all eligible enrolled, United Enrolled members. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 24 of your packet. So after review of all the applicable laws and policies of the nation, it has been determined that the adoption of the petition L. Dallas implement payments of Medicare Plan B premium payments to all eligible United Enrolled members would have the following legislative effect. So any allocation of funding to support the request of this petition for future fiscal years would be required to be budgeted for in accordance with the process and procedures contained within the budget and finances law. So today we're asking the LLC to consider a motion to accept the statement of a fact for the petition L. Dallas implement payments of Medicare Plan B premium payments to all eligible Oneida enrolled members and forward to the United Business Committee.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to L. Dallas term limits for 2023. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 29 of your packet. So again, after review of all the applicable laws and policies of the nation, it was determined that this petition would have the following legislative effects. So first, the petition needs further clarification as to the intent of its directives. It's not clear whether it is intended that the directives of this petition apply to all boards, committees, and commissions of the nation, which do not specify a position within the elected or appointed body during election or appointment process, or if this the directives apply to other elected or appointed positions of the nation that are not a board, committee, or commission, such as the judiciary or the Legal Resource Center. Second, if it's determined that imposing term limits for members of the United Business Committee is an additional requirement for eligibility for election to the Business Committee, then amendments to the Constitution may be needed to include this eligibility requirement. Any amendments to the Constitution would be required to comply with the processes and procedures contained within the Constitution and election law. Third, the petition's request to direct the limitation of an individual to serving two consecutive terms for elected or appointed positions in the nation would directly conflict with the United Nations Law Enforcement Ordinance's provision on term limits. Any changes to the United Nations Law Enforcement Ordinance to address a potential conflict due to the imposition of term limits would need to occur in accordance with the process and procedures contained in the Legislative Procedures Act. And then fourth, although the application of this petition's directives to elected and judicial petition positions is unclear in regard to the implementation of term limits for the United Nations judiciary, there's currently no legislation of the nation that addresses term limits for judges. If it is determined that imposing term limits for elected and appointed positions within the judiciary is an additional requirement for eligibility for election or appointment, then amendments to the judiciary law may be needed. Any changes to the judiciary law would be required to comply with the processes and procedures in the Legislative Procedures Act. And then five, although the application of the petition's directives to elected and appointed positions within the Legal Resource Center is unclear in regard to the implementation of term limits for the Legal Resource Center attorney and advocates, there's currently no legislation of the nation that addresses the term limits. So again, if it is determined that imposing term limits for elected and appointed positions within the Legal Resource Center is an additional requirement for eligibility for election or appointment, then amendments to the Legal Resource Center law may be needed, and any changes to that law would be required to comply with the processes and procedures of the Legislative Procedures Act. And then finally, this petition is not expected to be presented to the General Tribal Council for consideration until at least August 2023. The 2023 general election will be completed prior to the consideration of this petition by the General Tribal Council. Therefore, the imposition of term limits cannot be implemented for the 2023 general election, and the number of consecutive terms an individual may have served in an elected or appointed position cannot be used to disqualify the individual from being eligible to hold the elected position. Once an individual has been elected or appointed to a position and has taken the official oath of office, an individual appointed to a position within the nation can only be removed from their position by termination by the United Business Committee in accordance with the processes and procedures contained within the Board's Commissions Law. And an individual elected to a position within the nation can only be removed from their position in accordance with the processes and procedures contained within the removal law. So we're asking the LOC today to consider a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas term limits for 2023 and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Additions, L. Dallas GTC directive to stay out of day-to-day business. Clarissa.
So this item was an addition to today's agenda, and the materials are a handout. The LOC meeting packet will be revised after this meeting to include the handouts. So the LOC previously provided the business committee with a statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas GTC directive for the business committee to stay out of day-to-day business. After further review, it is determined that the statement of effect for this item failed to include mention of the 10-day notice policy. So the statement of effect has been updated to include a review of the 10-day notice policy and has how it affects this petition. So today we're asking the LOC to accept the updated statement of effect for the petition of Dallas GTC directive to stay out of day-to-day business and forward to the United Business Committee.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Administrative updates, memorandum status, status update for outstanding General Tribal Council petitions. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 40 of your packet. So on March 2nd, 2023, there were 24 petitions submitted to the Government Administrative Office by Linda Dallas. If you look on that memo starting on page 40, list of the titles of all 24 petitions. On March 7th, the 24 mentioned petitions were verified by the Trust Enrollment Department, and then the Business Committee then acknowledged the receipt of those petitions on March 22nd and directed the Legislative Reference Office to complete a statement of effect for the petitions with status updates to be submitted for the April 26, 2023 regular business committee meeting agenda and for the first BC meeting of the month thereafter or until the final documents are submitted. So the LOC added the 24 petitions to its active files list on April 7th for a statement of effect to be developed by the Legislative Reference Office. So the LRO has currently submitting statements of effect for five petitions to the April 26, 2023 business meeting agenda. This memo identifies that for the remaining 19 petitions, the LRO is currently developing the statement of effects, and it's the intention of the LRO that the statement of effects for these petitions will be submitted for inclusion on upcoming business committee meeting agendas in May of 2023. So we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the memorandum titled Status Update for Outstanding General Tribal Council Petitions and forward to the United Business Committee.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Kirby.
I guess for me, my comment is in regards to the number of petitions submitted. This is an unprecedented number of petitions being submitted at one time. I don't recall ever in the tribe's history, and there, I'm not saying it didn't happen, that we had so many petitions submitted at one time. And I think sometimes our own laws kind of hurt us when we don't change things going forward. All these petitions require 50 signatures, and all the signatures were at a time when, you know, 75 people warranted a quorum for the tribe. And tribal members got to realize that, you know, up until stipends happened, we could not get 75 people at a general tribal council meeting. And so now the 50 signature, it doesn't warrant, it doesn't match our numbers at our GTC meetings today, because our average are about 1,600 people. So two-thirds of that, you know, I just feel that the petitioner, you know, 50 signatures from an older law, I just think the General Tribal Council has to consider, you know, when we do amend our constitution or and our regarding the number of signatures, it really should reflect our numbers at a GTC meeting of two-thirds of 14, or an average, and I'm guessing the average would be about 1,600 tribal members. So I guess that's just my comment. It's the numbers that we're using for petitions, and then I just feel they're not reflecting the actual attendance of our General Tribal Council, two-thirds of the attendance at General Tribal Council. So that's all my comment is.
Thank you, Kirby. And with the Constitution the way it is right now, they're able to do this.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I know.
All right, well, thank you. Now we're looking for a motion to, is there any other comments, questions on this topic? If not, we can look for a motion to adjourn at 9:18. Motion made by Daniel, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
What time is it?